Blog Talk Radio.
Party sexy time. Hi, everybody. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm back. Sorry to put you through the torture last night of having the Jew take over my show. I don't know if that was such a great idea. And I don't know. All right. Shit is going nuts on my thing here. I've got like 8,000 windows open right now, so I'm going to try to find the switchboard and bring on my man, Ken. Ken, what's going on?
How much are you doing, Vince?
Doing great, man. Doing great. I'm actually broadcasting live right now from Los Angeles, California. I'm actually tonight and tomorrow night. You can refer to me as Vince in L.A.
Vince in L.A. So
right.
For our sponsors tonight, I need to change up the write-up then, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to have to fix all the copy for tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll work on that.
All right, good, good. take a look at the chat room here. One Angry Jew, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, Steve Rush, your girl, Callie. So pleased to have you folks here. These are some of the hardcore people, really, in the Vince in the Bay, for the next 2 days, Vince in L.A. universe. One Angry Jew, thank you again for doing a fantabulous job last night. I was joshing a second ago. I listened to the show. It sounded great. You guys were awesome. You, Ken, Iconoclast, TX, Carmen San Diego, you guys are great. And but
Icono made the show.
Icono was awesome. I was telling Moxie today that you and Icono actually went into the Larry laugh for a second there last night. I thought it was awesome. All right, speaking of Moxie, let's bring on Moxie. Hey, Moxie.
You're so close, I can almost reach out and touch you.
Do it then, just touch me. Just not there.
Oh, well, but that's where I wanted to.
That's off limits.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was a great show last night. I listened to the archives, and I heard the Larry laugh several times. I did hear about Moxie's mud flaps, and Ken, you're getting a spanking after the show. And the other thing I needed to note was somebody was doing a Debbie imitation about Vic getting them on the network, and I wanted to give big props for that.
Yeah, it was great. It was seamless. It was like as if – actually, I think it was probably better than when I do the show. So maybe you don't need me on the show anymore.
We need our best defense.
All right, fine. I'll stay. Okay, let's go to the lines. And Nature Boy, what's up?
Hello, Vince of the Bay. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
I was doing great until you called in.
You were doing great until I called in, really? I just heard you say that maybe Vince in the Bay didn't need you anymore on the show.
Okay, let me explain something to you, Nature Boy. I'm in Hollywood right now, and they do a thing down here that they like to call they make the movies down here. There's a lot of acting involved.
Movie.
That's what I was doing. I was acting. Get it?
Oh, you were acting?
Yes, you're correct.
Let's
there.
Break.
All right, thanks for calling in, Nature Boy. Let's go to the Jew. Jew, how you doing?
Yeah, I thought you were on a Christian retreat. That's what I told everybody.
Oh, no, I was actually on a Hindu retreat.
No,
well,
there are Christians. There are Christians in L.A.
Wow.
Not many.
I don't
Not
remember
many.
That.
There's more Scientologists than Christians, but technically, yes, there are Christians.
All right, listen, I'd like to give a shout out.
Please do.
To my friend Steve Ogle, who's in the chat room right now. Steve, if you can hear me, please call in. We're dying to speak with you.
Steve?
Debbie?
Vince in the Bay, is Steve there?
Yeah, Debbie, Steve's in my chat right now.
Oro, Steve's over at Vince in the Bay show.
Yeah, he is. He's a good friend of the show, good friend of the show. So I guess we're broadcasting on the network tonight. That's good to know.
Is the network up?
Vic?
Oh, is it ever down?
Well, yeah.
Vic, get the network up.
Yeah,
thanks, hon.
She's got Vic on top of it. Don't worry. Okay.
I have doubts whether Vic ever gets on top, but all right, that's for another discussion.
But enough of the theater talk.
Yeah, I haven't watched Larry's show. Listen to Larry's show. I haven't watched
you
it.
You can
at all.
Watch I've, it. I've, He's on
I've
video
never,
cam.
I was on his show the other night.
I know you were on his show the other night. I haven't heard it yet. I want to go back and listen to it. Hopefully he hasn't gotten into the habit of deleting his archives now too. But he had one of his shows was entitled like Exit Stage Right. Or have they done? Are they done already?
I don't think so.
I think he's looking for a new home on Sirius.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that today when I was driving down here in the car. I was thinking, you know what? All these people on here complaining about Blog Talk Radio, having to pay for it, and humming and hawing. A lot of these people are try to fancy themselves as being conservatives, you know, capitalists. Well, what would a true capitalist do in this situation? I don't know.
Pay for it.
A capitalist? No, a capitalist would not pay for it. A capitalist would find somebody else to pay for it. It's called sponsorship.
Well, you can do it that way.
And actually, for paid accounts, BTR has adjusted their terms of service to allow people to broadcast advertisements on their show. So you can read, you can have somebody sponsor your show and pay the $30 in a month for you, so you can keep doing it for free. All you have to do is just find somebody. Like I'm willing to do on my program. I'm willing to whore out commercial space on my show. I do wacky fake commercials and bullshit anyways. I might as well just fucking do a fake wacky one about a real sponsor and have them pay $20 a month to pay my fee for my membership fee or whatever. Why not? A true capitalist would find a way around it. And all these people that are giving up, you know what? You guys are retards. You guys are no better than any liberals who are waiting for a handout, wanting something for nothing, something for free. And you know what? You can get it if you really work hard. You can get it. And that's what the capitalist spirit is all about. And everybody's humming and hawing about the $30-$40 or whatever, especially somebody at a Stage Right show who's one of the bigs, right? Like they can't get an extra $30 a month out of one of the bigs to help run their little blog talk show. And if not, if they're really the capitalist pigs that they make themselves out to be, why don't they go whore themselves on the corner for God knows what, who's out there that's willing to pay an extra $20-$30 a month to get their name out there on a top rate conservative talk show on the internet, right?
Well, I understand.
You guys are all a bunch of whiners and complainers, and I understand. I had a problem with the principle of having to pay for it, but you know what? It's if you don't like it, go away. Don't complain about it.
Look, I have to tell you something, Vince. No matter what you do, you have to pay for it. You know, whether you get married or whether you got a girlfriend, you got to pay for it. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I can pay for it by doing a quick little spot saying, hey, everybody, now a quick word from our sponsor, XXXBunker.com. Go to XXXBunker.com for all your pornographic needs.
Have you been to XXXBunker?
I pretty much live on XXXBunker.com.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I checked it out. No, I was saying, though, you were talking about the radio. I was talking about, you know, getting it just in general. You got to pay for it one way or another, whether you're married or girlfriend or anything. So we were talking about two different things. I'm sorry.
And
well, I think in a way we're talking about the same thing, though, because you don't get anything for – there's nothing for nothing in this world. That's the point. And all these whiners and complainers who are leaving Blog Talk Radio, c'est la vie. Let's go to the phone, 708. You're on the line.
It's Steve. Hey, wanting to reach you. You called me out, brother.
Did, Steve.
Not one to back down. What's going on, brother?
I had to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in so long. I hear you on the Debbie Daly show. It's rather sad. I'm a little bit saddened by it.
Why are you sad, sir?
Well, she she snaps all over you. She yells at you. She treats you like crap. And then she makes a couple little tiny apologies, and you're back in good graces again. Why do you even want to go there?
So that's what you feel.
Well, yeah, I'm worried for you. I'm worried for you because.
No, you're not.
She seems to run roughshod over you, and then you sort of go back and you make amends, and then she's okay again. I don't get that.
Here's something that you don't get.
Go ahead, tell me.
There's a respect line that I have for her, and Vince in L.A.
But hold on, Steve. Does she have that respect for you?
I'm not done. Can I finish my sentence?
Absolutely.
Vince in the Bay, Vince soon to be in L.A., has also been on his show and has been talked to the same way and returns to the show repeatedly. So if you're talking to me in this respect and thinking that I'm being disrespected, well, then ask Vince the exact same question, who's a great guy who I enjoy his show. In fact, he's on my favorites. Come back to all the time. I mean, he knows that. He could look at his view choice. Debbie Dale is a good person. I don't know why people continue to downgrade her and treat her like shit. I don't get it, really, personally.
I can tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
I can answer the question. I was having a normal conversation with her. And then she just immediately turned around and called me a prick. Now, I have seen animals act like that, you know, where somebody walks. I had a dog that did that, but only did that to one person. She was right. But sometimes you'll walk up to a dog and the dog will turn on you for no reason. And so, you know, I don't want to really equate. Well, yeah, I kind of do. I don't really want to. Well, yeah, Debbie Daly with a dog, but. She turned on me for no reason, and then, of course, she didn't apologize. She just went around telling, I don't know. I think the woman's nuts.
Okay, moving on. We have another caller here from the 234 area code. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
Cactus!
Cactus?
What's up? Nothing. Just cactus, cactus, cactus.
Fuck yeah, dude. We miss you, bro. I'm glad you stopped by. We were getting bored by this Debbie Daly bullshit that people keep talking about. what's been going on? What's happened to you since we last talked?
Well, like, basically the only thing that's really new is cactus, and then cactus, 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 and then some cactus, cactus in the cactus, cactus, cactus.
What?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally cactus right now.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's
cactus in the cactus?
Yes, cactus in the cactus while the cactus was cactus, cactus, cactus.
Holy shit, dude. I didn't know that was humanly, like, physically possible.
It is. It's totally cactus.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you're alive. So, and it's good to hear your voice again. And we really miss you here, cactus. You gotta show up more often. All right, we're taking more calls, 347-826-7667. It's your Saturday night party sexy time right here with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Never comprehend. No need to worry. tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince of the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm trying to tweak my audio here, and people are fucking talking to me on my... Oh, man, I'm getting PMs. I'm getting all sorts of shit. Anyways, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm trying to adjust my audio levels here at the same time. I'm trying to touch myself with my right hand and get people back on the line here. I got Moxie with me, I got the Jew, I got Cactus, and I got
Cactus.
Ken Moore. So I'm still sounding muffled, Jew?
Yes, a little bit better, but still muffled.
A little bit better? Okay, I'm cranking my line output right now from the device. Does that do anything?
Yeah.
And how about that? Now I'm fully...
No, that's
full
terrible. Blast. That's terrible.
Oh, dude, you're totally Cactus now.
Ben.
All right, enough with the cactus stuff.
Ben.
Debbie?
You can never have too much cactus.
Crank it a little harder, babe.
Oh, you got it, honey. There we go. How about that, Debbie?
Hey.
That's better.
Okay. All right, anyways, we lost Steve. Steve bailed.
That's a shame.
Imagine that.
Sorry, Steve. I love Steve. I know he means well. I know he's a sweet guy. But I just don't want to hear it. I'm just...
Wow, he did bail. How about that?
Did he cactus?
Yeah, he totally
cactus right off of the chat room.
Damn, that sucks.
I think he just quit my show, Cold Cactus.
I'm taking over the show now. Ha, ha, ha. Cactus, 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 cactus.
Ah.
Have you ever had any Filipina cactus?
Oh, yeah, I've cactused so many cactuses in my cactus.
Yeah.
All right.
Even Filipina cactuses. Cacti.
Yeah.
All right. It's a party, kids. I'm sorry I got rid of Steve, but I entitled this show Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. It's not Saturday night. Let's get fucking depressed and talking about Debbie Daly all night, all right?
Well, it's only because
put
he was
that
there. It was only
you should name your
there.
Next show Cactus.
You know what? I'm going to dedicate an entire program just to Cactus. But if you don't show up, Cactus, I'm going to fucking never do it again, ever.
I'll definitely make sure to Cactus.
Good.
Hey, Vince, do you want me to go ahead and announce
that? Thank you, very nice.
Yes, Ken.
Do you want me to go ahead and announce our first sponsor of tonight? It's kind of a breaking moment.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, please. Lay it on us.
Okie doke. Folks, the Vince in L.A. show is proud to announce from the makers of the Clapper, the Chia Vince. Yes, that's right. Perfect for your desk, your kitchen counter, your bong room, your pong room, or even your van down by the river, the Chia Vince. Get yours today in a store near you. Coming soon, the Chia Moxie Bush.
Wow, that's... Great.
How did
you
I get
guys,
thrown in there? What the hell?
Yeah, I was
you
wondering
guys,
about that.
I think you cactused
that's what I'm
when you were
about.
Cactusing, so that's why they cactused you in.
I'm sorry, guys. It's sponsorship. I tried to explain that at the beginning of the program. You didn't pick up on that, did you? Now it's starting. The harsh reality is starting to set in. This is capitalism, kids. This is how you pay the bills.
It's cactusism.
I don't have a bush. Let me just make that clear. I do not have a bush. So
do you have a cactus?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
Do you have a backyard?
It's very small.
Yeah. Do you have a cactus
in
said backyard?
I don't.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't mean to disappoint, but that's the way it goes.
Right.
Everyone should have a cactus.
I guess I should take this time to welcome Steve back to the show as a guest. We've suddenly got a ton of guests. Undoubtedly, members of various troll crews and people that don't realize, that are not internet savvy, that don't know how to fill out profiles here on BTR, which I could take a moment here, if you don't mind, kids, to explain that process to you. It's pretty easy. You just want to go ahead. What's the matter, Jew? Am I sounding muffled again?
Well, yeah, you are, but I was looking at the pink pussy thing, trying to figure that out.
Okay. No, I think I just sound muffled because this microphone I'm using, it's an SM58, and it's more bassy, so I think it's just naturally going to sound more muffled.
No, it's not, trust me, it's not sounding the right way.
All right, I'll have to just listen back to the show afterwards and figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's what you do. When you finish doing the intro to your next music, quickly refresh your thing and then go listen to it on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can do that. I just never do. But, yeah, I'll do that. I'll take a break in a second and see how shitty I actually sound.
And I'd like
you
to
sound
try,
like a cactus.
Yeah, I'd like to – all right, enough with the cactus stuff. I'd like to try a new thing tonight. It'd be good. Instead of using the name –
You can never have too much cactus.
Right. Instead of using the name Debbie, I want to say pufferfish.
Or cactus.
Or blowfish. How about blowfish? That's better, right?
Cactus fish.
So if you want to talk about the blowfish, we'll know what we're talking about. But we won't actually say
it. Cactus fish.
It's like the N-word. Man, you could annoy even me.
That's right.
Wow, that's annoying.
You have to admit, Cactus definitely, as a troll, in the troll universe, he definitely has his assets.
I know, he needs a good smackdown is what he needs.
If all the trolls on BTR were like the X-Men, you know, Cactus would be a very valuable asset to the team. He'd certainly be one of the top, like, 10 trollers that you would need to perform a successful troll operation.
Aw, thank you, Cactus.
I heard that Larry O'Shaughnessy is trying to recruit him for the LOC.
Yeah. Oh, he's been...
Nope.
You know, Cactus,
he's not a cactus.
I happen to know that Cactus is a very hot commodity on the troll market. He's one of these guys, like the one angry Jew, that's sort of a lone wolf. And they get approached all the time to join all the crews. And they just never works out. They work better alone. They consult. They do a lot of consulting. I know that. And, you know, a lot of freelance trolling for other crews, but not becoming an actual member of that crew.
Well, yeah, because nobody else has the cactus like I do.
Exactly.
That cactus, the cactus.
Yeah. You can do so much better as a freelancer than if you were signed on to just one entity, one crew. Then you'd be limited. And what the trolling you could do, and the amount of money you can make trolling. Again, capitalism, folks.
Cacticism.
That's right. We're just doing what we do. This is Vince in the Bay. Going to take a quick little time out here. Stick around. There's more to come. Call in. I'm here with the Jew, Ken Moore, Moxie, and Cactus.
Cactus.
Doing what we do. What's that, Cactus? Cactus?
I said cactus. There's cactus
oh,
and the cactus cactus.
Right. Okay. Anyways, Vince in the Bay doing what I do, and I will be right back here with you in Los Angeles. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in L.A., and remember what they say about L.A. nobody walks in L.A., right? Isn't that the thing? Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to do a quick little news break. Since I'm in Hollywood, I thought I'd do a courtesy of the Jew who hooked me up with this great little clip online. We're going to do – I thought since I came to – I was down here in L.A., it would be good to brush up on what's happening in Hollywood. And just so I'm kind of, like, up on stuff. Like, if I run into people in cafes or something, I'm kind of be up on all the latest stuff. So that's coming up right after this. We'll be right back.
Walking. sentences is that's a gopher for that sophisticated, bringing you all the showbiz schmooze and weird-ass news you just might have missed. And what a week it was. It was fat lips, fat asses, and big beavers in Hollywood this week. Martha Stewart got a fat lip from her dog, Francesca. Martha went to say goodbye to her little beloved pooch and startled the poor little thing that he leapt up and cold-cocked her. Bitch got bitch-slapped by her bitch. I'm clever. Lindsay Lohan got her lips inflated and went out and showed the paparazzi. What the hell? It looks like a really good anal bleaching, if you ask me, instead of lip plumping. Well, it's official. If you want to see Jodie Foster's Fever, you can do so at South by Southwest, the big old musical concert artistic extravaganza that takes place in Texas where there's not a lot of Jews. So you think Mel Gibson will show up? The Kardashians had another busy week. They're going to be selling crap at Sears. Imagine craftsmen's clothing and power tools for slimming down fat asses. I see profits. And in the same week, they're being sued for $75 million for that credit card ripoff. And then there's the rumor of Khloe, the missing link, being pregnant to give a plot line to their never-ending reality shows that just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. You know, like Kim. Oops, she did it again. Britney Spears went out in public with a ragged hair extension showing. Look at that. With all her money, can't she afford to pay somebody to tell her she looks like a finalist for the Miss Trailer Park USA contest? And talk about making time stand still. Kanye West just paid $180,000 to have a watch designed with his ugly face on it. Here's something, Kanye. You can make a fortune with a line of alarm clocks. You know where your face appears with the alarms, you know, when it goes off? And then you could come out with a line of sheets because people would probably poop themselves waking up to that ugly face at 6:30 in the morning. It's Kanye. Ugh. Well, divorce is not pretty, and Kelsey Grammer is finding that out. His Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, fame whoring soon-to-be ex-wife, is sort of claiming Frasier Cain likes to scramble his eggs. Cross-dressing, yes! She sort of hinted that her soon-to-be ex likes a stiletto and a high hemline. I could just imagine a Cheers reunion, and he shows up in a schmata and some pancake looking homelier than Rhea Perlman. Is that even possible? And that's entertainment. This is Esther Goldberg, and I'll see you next time. I just thought we did it. We did it. Oh, God. This is gin. I don't drink gin. I drink vodka. And a gross gin at that. I thought somebody sent me like some holiday vodka. Didn't I get like a gift assortment from Grey Goose?
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. All right. Vince and the Bay back with you. Right here on Disorderly Conduct. Thank you all for joining us. That was the news, kids. Moxie, you live in Hollywood, so you probably already knew about all that stuff, like the what's her name's anal bleaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello? I'm here.
Okay. That's like old news to you, I guess.
It's very old news.
All right. Cactus, did you hear of any of that before today?
Yeah, I heard about it, like, on the cactus, with the cactus.
What the fuck is that? All right, Cactus, I know you're a troll. I know it's what you're paid to do, but let's try to keep it full here on the program, right? Don't play your...
I didn't play the sound clip. That wasn't me.
All right, who the fuck played the music? All right.
It wasn't me.
If I find out who played that music, I am going to force them to look at me naked for 5 minutes.
I've been there, done that.
Well, in that case, it was me.
Oh, really? That's what I thought. All right. It's time to do... Well, okay, fine. all right. Fucking Nature Boy, what do you want, dude? Nature Boy, are you there? Nature Boy, are you listening? Hello, Earth to Nature Boy.
I am here. What are you yelling and screaming about? I'm here.
Oh. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want, dude? What's on your mind?
I'm sorry.
In the light.
Just look in the light, okay? Jesus is the light. Does the light give you peace? Does the light bring you joy? Does it comfort you?
Cactus, are you around?
Good.
What?
That's the light of Jesus.
What the fuck is going on?
It's not me, I swear.
Demons do not bring peace. Jesus brings peace. So, you know you're looking the right direction.
You're scaring the shit out of me.
I know I'm trolling everything, but I would not play music.
Jew, is
that
you? Jew, are you doing that?
I'm not doing anything.
Vince?
Yeah, what's up, man?
We have traffic.
Vince?
Jesus is the light.
Yeah, we do have a traffic update.
Something very beautiful.
Yeah, what's the traffic update?
Or anything over the music, so I think I'm going to go.
Hello? And I
back up to I-96.
Ready? Vince
in the bag.
Thundercracker that had went off.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Vic, are we on the network?
Debbie?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Debbie. What's on your mind?
We're on the network. And
Debbie?
I think... Where is the queue?
Dan, I didn't hear that traffic update. What's going on out there on the 405?
The 405 is backed up.
Debbie?
Worse than my toilet after I take a huge one angry Jew and wipe my iconoclast.
Iconoclast is here?
Debbie?
Vince the Bay, iconoclast.
What about him?
Ken Moore.
I don't know what you're talking about, but my chat room is filling up, bitches. If you wanna join me, the number's 347-826-7667. I think we're broadcasting, simulcasting on the network, are we not? Like,
Oro, stop.
Debbie.
Dan.
Yeah, Debbie.
Vince in the Bay.
That's right. It's Vince in the Bay. Join me here, kids. 347-826-7667.
My God.
Excuse me.
What's
that, Ken?
I was getting ready to tell who was sponsoring this segment.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Let us know who our sponsors are, please.
All right, sponsor this segment. You've seen him on TV. You've heard him here. The Nature Boy is proud to announce his newly remodeled backdoor bank. That's right. No matter how big or small your deposit is, the Nature Boy promises he'll take it all. As the Nature Boy says, my backdoor bank is happy to take your deposits. Come once, come twice. Just make sure to deposit. Woo! That's Nature Boy's backdoor bank, located at 1432 Seaman Surfway, Rockhard, North Carolina.
That's great. Thank you very nice. Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very nice. Okay, Ken, appreciate that. We'll be back with more shenanigans. Stick around.
Then it was just about time for the part of the close when the hinges went to flying off the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality. Superior sound quality.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. Motherfucking party.
Love your shit, man.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what?
Okay.
Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Shit,
every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. Without no cash up in a trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. Every tribe man is innocent. Time served should be the sixth bit. Everybody
wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pissed. Every time I spit, I'm finna rip. Every cancer is a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every booster got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate want commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking every time.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Every Mac want a Cadillac. Every Mark want a Triller back. Every Knox want to hit a crack. In the park or a Pontiac. Every citizen is to the rent. Every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evidence. Every state story presented. Every upwise a consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker is a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need a $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every lender got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every teller may hate my verse. Everybody, they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker been a former gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got my dude VMAC in the building. What's going on, VMAC?
What's up, man?
What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Just getting prepared for my Bears. We're going to beat Seattle ass real quick so we can bring the Packers
the field and put it on them. Very nice, very nice. That's right. I missed all the fucking games today, dude. Who won today? Give me a rundown really quick.
Pittsburgh won today and the Packers won today. Told you Atlanta was a damn.
Pittsburgh was up, was down by like, it was like 21-0, and they came back and won something like 30-24 or some shit like that.
Yep.
Insane.
Yeah.
I didn't do my picks this weekend with Cowpoke, dude. Dude, you gotta call into Cowpoke's show. Every week he does his picks for the weekend, and I fucking missed it this week. He'll do it again next weekend, though. What else do you have to report, man? 2011's upon us, bro. BTR shutting down for you, right? You're not going to do your show anymore. Have you announced your last show yet?
Yeah, nah, man. I'm probably going to... What you said, when is it? February 11th?
What's that?
Is it February 11th?
No, it's February 1st, dude.
Oh, the 1st? Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to do it. probably gonna do it a couple. Probably gonna do 7 shows. Just do the last week, and that'll be it, man.
Oh yeah, that's my man VMAC. Check him out. Damn Radio is the program. VMAC is an amazing artist, and he has a track here I'm going to play. I haven't played it in a little while. Since he's here, we'll do a little verbal ventilation right here on Blog Talk Radio and your Saturday night party sexy time. We'll be right back. Fucking switchboard is lagging.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
About the pufferfish.
What?
Where's the cactus guy?
He left. He's gone.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. My bad. He's still here. I didn't realize he's still here.
Where were you last night?
I was masturbating, listening to you do my show.
How was it?
All right.
It was great, man. It was so great, I had to delete it. I can only have...
Debbie, you're in the network.
Vans in the back, or Vans in LA, right?
Yeah.
All right. 1-900 Vans in the Bay.
Is that VMAC?
Yeah.
If I ever lit big, I think I'd go right for that VMAC.
Aye.
Good and right.
All right.
Why
so
do
I guess
you have her on here?
I guess we're broadcasting on the network. I didn't realize we were broadcasting on the network, kids. My bad. All right. So here's Ron Paul on the federal budget and the Federal Reserve and government in general.
And even if we pretended that we were going to balance a budget, to me it's irrelevant. Because when we look at the figures on what the Fed did, they handed out billions, trillions of dollars. They can bail out banks outside of the process. The government itself is so out of control that I don't think anybody realizes how bad it is and how little control we have on it. So we have to do our best, and that's why for 20-some years I have been voting against every single appropriation, because I've assumed that spending is too high, government is too big, it's growing exponentially, and boy, to reverse this, it's not going to be easy. I think we only have one chance out of 10 to reverse it without a cataclysmic crisis with our dollar and our financial situation here.
Enough of the theater talk.
Zach, are we still on the network?
Debbie?
Vance?
Debbie, is that you?
Hey, Vincent, how is L.A.? Tell me about it, sweetheart.
It'd be better if you were here.
My intuitive side says I just feel my heart. You're going to have a great time, all right, sweetheart? I have to go. Vic needs me, all right?
Where'd everybody go?
I don't know. I'm here.
I'm not hearing anything.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Larry. We can hear you, Larry.
Larry.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
This is Larry.
Hello?
That's Larry.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on, Larry. What's up?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh, hey.
What's going on, Larry?
not a whole lot going on.
Right, that's
okay.
That's what I thought, bro.
Vince, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear the Jew, and somebody else piped up.
Oh, my God. Is there anybody we cannot hear right now? Can
Vince,
you hear Melinda?
Like being,
it's
like the network, except Melinda's not on it.
Yeah, why the fuck is Melinda not here? Melinda, call in now, you person.
Yeah, Marvin, call in.
Call in, Melinda.
Marvinda. Melinda had, Melinda frequently sends me private messages that I'm supposed to read anonymously. And,
well, they wouldn't be anonymous anymore.
Right. So I'm just saying now that later in the show I might have a song request from Melinda. Okay. And it might be a little, it might be, and with apologies right now to Icon, who knows that I love him, it might be a little gay.
I like gay. Gay's good. Gay's fine. Hey, let's, before we get too gay real quick, I want to just say thanks to One Angry Jew, Carmen Sandiego. Carmen Sandiego and One Angry Jew were, took over the show last night. It was One Angry Jew took my spot, and Carmen Sandiego took over Moxie's spot, and that was fucking really cool. You guys were awesome. Carmen Sandiego, if you want to call in, you know the number, baby. It's 347-826-7667. Donnie C., I see you. I also see a lot of guests who I find that very suspect, but I welcome you nonetheless. Of course, Iconoclast TX.
They're all here with me, Vince. They're all here with me.
Oh, fuck.
Nature boy.
Who invited the Nature Boy?
Hey, Nature Boy.
I have brought along a good friend of mine with me, if you all wouldn't mind letting him speak.
Hey, Nature Boy.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
No,
right,
don't
thanks,
leave.
Thanks
don't
for
leave.
Coming, Mark.
This
appreciate
guy,
it. Right, guys. Yeah.
This, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm telling you, this guy is one of the hottest new hosts on Blog Talk Radio. The hottest new host. Hey, Iconoclast is going to love this guy. Do you hear me, Iconoclast? Are you there? Is he there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, that's not Iconoclast. No. I want to
talk
to Iconoclast. Are you there?
All right, you're on, Icono. You're on, Icono. Go ahead.
Yes.
Are you there, Icono? Is that you?
Yes. Yes.
No, that's not you. That's One Angry Possum.
Right, it's me.
Now, I have
brother.
This gentleman.
Come on,
I mean,
spit it out, bro. What do you hear?
Okay, okay,
what do you,
okay.
What do you
okay,
want?
Okay, here he is. Here he is, my good friend, Mr. Todd Morris, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this asshole again? Fuck this guy.
Hello, ladies and
he's
gentlemen.
Boring.
Hello.
He's worse
That's
than
right.
you.
Todd Morris is here, and I'm here to tell people, like Iconoclast, that black people are screwing up our country, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I said
hey.
Those niggers have done it again.
All
those
right.
niggers are at it again.
Hey,
they have screwed
you
up
know
our
like,
country.
You know my co-host tonight, Moxie, is
do you
black,
understand
right?
Me?
You know you're insulting
yeah.
me. Part of my staff.
Listen to this. I'm
of
black.
You and my
yeah.
head. And
right.
take your hip-hop radio poetry reading rejects of a college degree.
All right. Here we fucking go.
Right.
Time
yeah,
for the
right.
fucking roller coaster
it's
that is the goddamn
fucking racist.
Coitus interrupt
this
hour.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Hey,
I am a troll and a liar.
What was your GPA
I'm a troll.
In Trailer Park College that you went to?
Interracial children are crazy.
I'm a troll and a liar.
I'm black.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're an idiot. You're all a bunch of idiots. Black people are idiots. And those of you who love them are idiots too, ladies
I'm
and gentlemen.
I'm a troll.
That's right.
And a liar.
Like you should talk.
No,
you. Like
you
should fucking talk.
No, you.
Come on. Give me a break, Nature Boy. You're pathetic.
You.
I was going to thank him for being one of our sponsors.
Show, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
you.
You
don't want to miss it. It's going to be great.
Trolling is an art.
Great.
Yes, it is.
And you are no artist.
For sure.
Good art.
You said it, sister. Icono, you're right. Icono is not on the phone. That we'll clarify that for our retarded listeners that don't know a fucking guy's voice from a hole in their ass. Yes, Iconoclast is not on my on the switchboard right now. We're hoping he'll be on here soon.
Oro is black. All right, don't
Eddie?
Tell anybody. Oro is black. Vince in L.A. All right?
Oh, my God.
And so is old Bruder, all right? Now, Jake is not black. Oh, Vic, give it to me. Oh, baby. We're off the network. Vic, are we on the network? There's my four for bad.
Happened my goddamn stupid VCR radio show. What, Angry G? You gotta help me out here, dude.
Oh, bitch! Oh!
Corey!
Jake!
What is that fish
deal? Oh, fuck me, Oru!
Hey, Debbie, are we on the network right now?
Fans, no, well, we're not.
Can you confirm
it's
that we're on the network
down.
Right now, Debbie?
It's down.
Debbie?
Like my pants.
Fans, your pants are down. Yeah. All right. It's all good.
You guys are fucking retards, all right? I'm trying to conduct a fucking serious radio program. Give me a break, all right? I'll be right back. It's disorderly conduct. It's not a crime, is it?
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Drop the charges! The fire and the power, you
Bota.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, Vincent the Bay back here with you, live on Blog Talk Radio. The number to join me, once again, 347-826-7667. I got VMAC here with me, I've got Moxie, I've got Ken Moore, and I got the one angry Jew.
But apparently you do not have Melinda's anus.
What?
You don't have anything.
I wonder if her anus has been bleached lately, though.
That's a good question.
What do you think, Melinda? Let's get before Melinda reveals, a show of hands in the chat room. Who thinks Melinda has her anus bleached? I have my hand raised. Yes, I think she's bleached her anus.
I've not bleached my anus.
Excuse me. Who was that? Is that the 111 that's been unmuted?
Why do you think I bleached my anus? You're racist.
Melinda. Oh my God, she called in finally. I was wondering who that 111 is. I just left it unmuted. She finally caught. What a fucking crazy bitch. Oh, you people are nuts on this Blog Talk Radio. I love it. I love it. Thank you for being
Somebody needs to explain this to me so I don't have to go to Wiki something or other to figure it out.
What? Explain what?
It's done with duct tape. That's how it's done.
Oh, all right.
Okey-doke. There you have it, then.
You may have WikiDeek after. Anus, like money tree.
Melinda?
No, that's Marvin.
Hello?
Hey, Mox.
Hello? Oh, boy.
Hello? All right, this is getting stupid. This is starting to feel like the Skype idiot. Let's get some callers here. People call in. We got a full panel here. I got the Jew. I got VMAC. I got the founder, I should say, of the Humor Institute, who I'm a co-host with. That'll be Moxie. Moxie, what's going on in with the Humor Institute?
Big show tonight, Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Do the math for your own damn time zone. We're going to have major announcements and very special guests. Good time.
That's great to hear. I can't wait to find out what's going on. I haven't been to I haven't been hanging out in the faculty lounge lately, so I don't know what the latest rumblings are around the Institute. So it's going to be educational for me as well.
You haven't seen the bulletin board then?
I haven't. No, I missed
it. Ooh, you're not going to be... Okay, well... Mm.
What's the matter? Is there something... Did I miss something important?
There was a posting. It was a mystery posting. We'll discuss it on the show later tonight.
On this show, we'll discuss it later... on your show later tonight. You keep throwing me off. It's
show. Just, you're my co-host.
It's just now because... turned it's 12:15 now here on the West Coast, so basically it's today already. Tonight was yesterday.
Right.
God damn it, Jew, will you quit?
Quit? All right, no, that's fine. I will just put him on mute. He can type on his computer. I understand he's got a lot of chitty chatting to do on the internet, so we'll let him be. If you want to join us, we have plenty of time to take calls, so long as you dial the number, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm going to take a brickety-brick-brick-brick-brick break and be right back.
I'm a sniper. I'm a super. I'm a sweet baby. This is a family. Texas, I'm a family. I'm a family.
Well, all righty then. We're back. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I have to commend you all for tuning in, especially if you're on the East Coast. It's past 3 a.m. in your time. You insomniacs, you, I love you. You're amazing. I'm sorry if I'm cutting into your Saturday Night Live or no, Saturday Live's for the West. People on the West Coast are watching Saturday Night Live right now. People on the East Coast are either on coke binges or insomniacs or just plain tweakers. Know what I'm saying? Jew? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Jew? Know what I'm saying? Get it? Jew?
Uh-huh.
Know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what'd it do, Jew?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. No, that means translation, Ebonics translation. That means, what's going on, bro?
Oh, I was stalked tonight by the assholes.
Oh, so what else is new? What's their thing now? No, I heard part of the, I caught, my 3G connection was a little spotty today, but I did catch a part of the WAGS show, and I did catch you on there with the assholes, and I heard you guys mixing it up, but it just sounded like your typical your typical one angry Jew. Sorry, Jeep girl, for that Freudian slip. God, I hope she's not listening. Anyways, that's a whole nother show.
It'll be another hour deprogramming that one.
Oh my God, you did. Oh, I wanted to tell you on air that I thought you did a great job filling in for me. All things considered, I think you did a fantastic job, and it was very entertaining. I listened back to it today, and I thought it was awesome.
Really? I didn't think it was that great, but
I thought it was great. I thought it was funny, entertaining. It was nice. It didn't get too dragged down by anybody, really. And it was, except for the end where it kind of got ugly, and unfortunately, I might post it back and just cut off the end because certain parties are not wanting that to be up anymore. So,
Vin.
But that was a good. What, Debbie?
No, this is Moxie.
Oh, hey. Why? What?
Oh, I thought it was great because the troll got trolled by a troll. That was beautiful.
Possibly.
That was a beautiful moment. Oh yeah, that I. Please, it wasn't even that.
I don't know.
Mhm. I liked it. I give her two thumbs up.
Yeah, I think you're giving more credit where credit's due.
You really think that? See, I thought that for a second, but then I was like, "Yeah, if she's acting, it's pretty damn convincing."
Yeah,
convincing at all. That was bullshit. But she did a good job. She sold the Jew.
No, the problem is I've heard her elsewhere. She sounded the same.
You mean she always sounds like she's about to cry?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've never heard her before.
I have. I can tell you right now. That was real.
Or maybe you were trolling yourself.
That's always a possibility.
Dun dun dun.
I am a liar and a troll.
There's a new one. You have mail.
No, I don't.
There's someone typing.
Yeah, I wonder who that is.
You don't hear me.
There's only one person on the planet that types as loudly as one angry Jew, and that's probably fucking.
First of all,
the only gorilla on the planet that can type.
I don't have a loud keyboard.
You have a very sensitive microphone. Is that what you're saying?
I have a very sensitive microphone,
frail ego as well.
And if you notice when I stop talking, it gets very quiet, right?
Now it does.
Yeah, because people can't believe you fucking stopped talking.
Wow. Well, yeah, that is kind of impossible. So did you hear the guy on Wagner's show that was telling me what my IP address was. Well, you know, you got this IP address here, you got this IP address there. And Bill wasn't getting
it. No, I missed that. I didn't see that. I didn't hear that. I didn't see it or hear it.
It's somebody that Bill calls the king. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Hey, Vince.
Okay. Yeah, what's up?
Can you ask him who gives a shit?
Well, did you hear him when he was saying that he knew that when I called him out and I said, okay, what's my IP address? And he's given all those excuses.
Well, who cares what your IP address is? Those are, I mean, you could be, it's a proxy, right?
Well,
or it's your real one. Who cares?
Sometimes it's a real one, sometimes
Look,
it's a proxy.
I'm gonna lay it out on the line. I think anyone who hides
a proxy it down,
is
sister.
A fucking pussy.
Really?
Unless you're doing something illegal, like downloading child pornography, or doing something illegal, I think it's bullshit.
All right. I think you don't know what you're talking about, but I can give you a reason to have a proxy.
Hey, Jew.
Yeah.
We got a request from Lady Slugger.
Lady Slugger?
Yeah, we're both supposed to talk at the same time. So what should we recite?
I can't do that.
No,
no.
What you have to do, you have to sustain one note for like 20 seconds each. And we have to hear them, and they have to be at the same harmonic, whatchamacallit, frequency.
Ebony and ivory.
Yeah, both of you guys, yeah, okay, now, wait, hang on, time up, just 1 second. Okay, Ken, you sing that song. Now, Jew, I want you to sing your favorite Ethel Merman tune, right? All right, on the count of three, here we go, ready? One, two, three, go.
Ebony and ivory. Well,
that wasn't 20 seconds. You got to do it for an extended period of time because, for all we know, you had like some recording you just made Jimmy on the fly there.
Wait a second.
And
what is she
three,
saying?
Two,
she
one,
believes.
Go. All right,
I'm
fine,
a troll and a liar.
I'm a liar and a troll. Have her call in. Have Lady Slugger call in.
Right, Ken, I thought you were going to sing Ebony and Ivory, and I was supposed to sing Ethel Merman.
Or was it the other way around? Oh, my God.
The gorilla is back on the keyboard. I bet you he goes through a keyboard like once a month as hard as he types.
Who are you talking about?
You!
I'm not typing.
Yes, Lady Slugger, call in now.
It's not Slugger, it's Lady Slug.
Slugger.
No, it's Lady Slug.
It's all been debunked right now because I...
Wait a second, she's saying call in me? Yeah, how many Lady Slugs are there? Call in.
And while we're waiting for the phone call, let's remind everybody, I got to get in our sponsor. Debbie Daly's Double Dick Drink is proud to sponsor Vince and L.A. Show. We'd love for you to enjoy a nice shot of Double Dick the next time you're out clubbing the night away or enjoying the night at home. Debbie Daly's Double Dick Drink will refresh you. The Surgeon General requires us to remind you that Debbie Daly's Double Dick Drink high content and may cause massive climaxes. Debbie Daly's Double Dick Drink, available at trailer park vending machines everywhere.
That's as, wow. bad as her gape enhancer.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Appreciate that. As we always appreciate all of our sponsors here, as we are taking on sponsors now. That's part of the new look here on the Vince in the Bay program that you know as Disorderly Conduct. We'll still be delivering you the quality entertainment that you know and love here on Blog Talk Radio. We're just going to employ take a few extra minutes during the broadcast to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the program. Now that the Nazis at Blog Talk Radio have decided to charge everybody, and we think this is an injustice, but we don't have any other venue as of now, but that could change. Who knows? Maybe you can help.
Well, they're all running the talk show.
More, yeah. As I like to think of it as, I think of it as talk poo.
Well, Bill's in your chat room. Invite Bill to call in.
Oh, hey, Bill, come on through, bro. Oh, is that the is that American Badass?
Yeah,
is that
Bill.
Bill?
That's Bill.
Okay. All right, Bill, the American Badass.
The call-in number is 347-826-7667.
All right, we got Lady Slugga on the line. Lady Slugga.
Oh, thank God.
Hello.
What's up, Lady Slugga? What's on your mind?
A few different things. I have a little bit of a headache right now.
A little bit of a headache. What's the flavor of your vagina today?
Peppermint.
Very nice. All right.
For that mini fresh feeling.
Always good to know. Will you be interested in any Debbie Daly Gape Cream?
Fuck Debbie Daly.
Hey, wait a second. She's one of our sponsors.
Well,
yeah, we can't talk bad about our sponsors.
All right, so, Lady Slugga, you had a show tonight. How'd that go?
It went pretty good. You know, it sucks that, like, my time got screwed up a little bit, so I've been having to have them at midnight to where my normal listeners don't make it because it's so late. I might not be on for a little while, though.
After Wednesday.
Well, if you guys remember me talking about the aneurysm that I have.
No, I don't remember that.
I have an aneurysm, but I got a CAT scan the other day, and they said that it grew, so I have to get surgery. Wednesday, I'm going to talk to the doctor about all the different procedures that they have. So, not very happy that I have to get half of my head shaved.
You might as well just shave the whole thing off. That's it. Let's shave the whole thing off. Isn't that an Ethel Merman song, Jew?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, she's done that for sure.
But you have all the Ethel. Play some.
Okay. Wait, hang on. Give me a couple more seconds here.
This is very special, Ethel Merman, too.
Yeah, I know. This is Choice Cuts. This is Jew's. This is from Jew's personal archive.
Right.
The hidden vaults of the Jew.
Yeah, you're not going to find. Yeah, how often are you going to find disco?
You actually, I think this is a good time to plug. I want another one of our sponsors, Liberty Safes. That's right, Liberty Safes. They're so big that they're actually miniature safe rooms, or what do they call those things? The panic rooms. They're like a miniature little panic room. Have you seen those goddamn Liberty Safes?
I have, yeah, they're huge.
The ones that Glenn Beck pimps on his program?
Exactly. Everybody.
These are huge, man. You could like fit. I mean, obviously they're built to hold like shotguns and shit, along with your gold, brought to you by Goldline, and the cocksuckers that are using. They're talking about the decline of the dollar. Yet, what are they accepting for this gold on Goldline? Dollars, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You'll be sure they don't sell it.
The dollar's about to crash, so give them to us.
I would like you to offer.
Why do you guys want dollars? Keep your gold, bro.
I'd like you to offer an apology to your chat room. We do have Iconoclast in there, and you said cocksucker.
You suck.
Sorry, Iconoclast.
I have a serious question.
Come on. All right, go ahead. Seriously ask it then.
Okay. Why is it a man sucks a cock once in his life, he's forever known as a cocksucker, but a girl sucks one cock in her life, she's forever known as a good date? Double standard.
All right, moving on.
All right, where's the...
I got another call here. Let's take this call. I think this might be the Wags. 817, you're live.
Might be.
What's happening?
Hey,
it is Bill
Wags. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, brother. Doing good.
What's on your mind tonight?
Just, hey, heard you shout out my name. I didn't realize what's up, but I saw you guy come across on the Facebook alert and said, hey, I'd take a listen to Vince on the Bay. Vince on the Bay.
Appreciate it.
So I liked your Debbie Daly commercial. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't write the copy for that. We hire writers to take care of all that stuff. But we're really happy to have them as sponsors. Now that Blog Talk Radio has adjusted their terms of service to allow people to pimp sponsors, we've decided, well, yeah, we'll pay that $30 a month, but we're gonna be true capitalist pigs and pass that on to our sponsors who are gonna pay that for us. So we're gonna
actually
do the show free. It's still a free show for us, because our sponsors are so gracious enough to donate to the cause and let us go on here on the air. I mean, this little piddly-wink little 100-listener BTR show, it's amazing that people are able to reach out to us. And I'm sorry, I think we might have Debbie Daly on the line. Debbie, is that you?
Vince in the Bay. Is that...
Debbie?
Vince?
Debbie.
Vehicles on the network. Is that cocksucker Bill Wagner?
Oh, my God. I love that Gold Line commercial, too, by the way. Those guys are a bunch of damn bastards. God dang it. I marketed for that fucking Swiss America bullshit for about, not Swiss America, I'm sorry, Midas Gold. Those bastards ripped me off about $300K. Fuck them. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Quite frankly, I think.
Isn't it kind of funny that they? Yeah, exactly. All the economy is going to come to a crash, but send us your money because we'll give you a real currency.
Yes, that's right. It's got intrinsic value.
I'm going to ride into Walmart with a big bar of gold and say, "Hey, I want some groceries, damn it."
I have a suggestion for you, Bill. Go out and buy bullets.
Yes, I agree.
You'll be able to swap a 45 for a hamburger anywhere.
So
that's right, because it has intrinsic value.
Is Moxie one of Debbie's chicks?
By chicks, are you referring to CH? IXXX.
Is that a Shitsa? Is that a Shitsa?
How do you know Shitska?
How do I know Shitska?
That's about me, dude.
Did he say Shitska or Shitsa?
I thought he said Shitsa.
I thought I said Shitsa.
I don't understand Korean, so somebody's going to have to translate for me.
I thought I said Shitsa.
Wait, do we have Melinda on the line still?
I think so. Her mic's hot. She's the 111. You're still on. Hello?
I don't know. She's boring. Leave her alone.
Yeah, fuck. She's actually better when she's mysterious and doesn't call in.
I know. She sucks. I hate her.
Please.
Who is Moxie, though? She's always on the Debbie Daly show when I ever actually hear any archives.
I've never heard Moxie on the Debbie Daly show.
Somebody on there is like her, like little sidekick.
Wait,
not
I
me.
Think I think you're thinking of Jeep.
I think you're referring to Steve Rush.
Oh, I do not sound
yeah.
like Jeep Girl or Steve Rush. You guys are mean.
Come on,
nasty.
Now.
Don't make me cry. I'll cry like Jeep Girl.
Well, no,
Debbie have her nice show tonight, or?
I don't believe so.
She's crying. She's like crying every day.
Oh, Bill.
Well, she has spent the majority of her shows talking about either you or me.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Well, yeah, she does take a shot at Vince in the Bay once in a while.
She's a good life.
No doubt. She needs to get back on her, start popping her Vicodin and go hang out at the prison where she lives near.
Oh, yeah,
there
Bill.
Are so many people who are just telling all kind of lies about me. And you know my heart is as good as gold, right, Oro?
All right, I'm
Debbie
sorry. It is not a good Debbie Daly imitation.
All right, it's not supposed to be.
It's Nell. It's a perfect
dude,
Nell.
Dude, shut the
it's
fuck up,
perfect.
Dude. It's called satire. It's called satire.
It's a
Jesus
perfect
Christ.
Nell
Great
imitation.
Google is your friend. Google is your friend. It's satire, all right?
Yeah.
The best version I've ever heard of an imitation of Debbie Daly was that guy. did you see that on YouTube? He's some dude talking to some phone, and he's acting like Debbie. Holy crap, he's had a dead honor. Hey, it's Debbie Daly.
Everyone hates my Debbie. That's fine. It's never.
I love
happen.
Debbie. I think your Debbie's the best Debbie.
No,
I wouldn't have any other Debbie on my show.
I think
it rocks.
I think your Debbie was Nell. I think it's a perfect Nell.
All right. Well, then she can be Nell, too.
You know what,
guys.
Boy,
thank you.
Sad about Debbie is that she really honestly believes that she actually has a network.
Well, that's because she does have a network. I've listened to it. I've been
speaking
on it. Damn it. I've been on the network. Sometimes I've been the network.
I've called the network.
You think she's on Sirius Radio? She thinks she's Howard. She claimed to have Howard Stern as a sponsor at one time.
Just like she talked to sports, she talks to football players at 3 o'clock in the morning that send her messages.
Yeah, and then
like
the
they
other
have no,
day
they have nothing better to do to send her messages.
Okay, and then the other day she gave away her numbers. Bill, by the way, you are responsible for this horrible travesty to her.
I am.
Yes. She was saying she only gets 200 live listeners.
Oh, I'm responsible for that, huh?
Yeah. She deleted all her archives, but I heard her say it.
I just pop on whenever the hell I feel like it. I don't know what the hell she's smoking, except for some Vicodin, but I didn't know you could smoke that. But
I'm not sure you can.
I'll tell you what I'm smoking right now. I'm smoking on some nice, heady sour diesel. And I'm sprinkling it out with a little bit of AK-47 Keef, which is fantastic. You should try it sometime. All right, I got to bring back the Jew because he fell off the line here. But before I do that, I'm going to bring on... Hey, Wags, have you ever had the pleasure and honor of a caller named Nature Boy calling into your show?
Oh, crying like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So it's not just me, then. I'm not alone. Thank God.
Root cake.
All right. Well, hey, not to get you in more of a downer mood, but here he is. Nature Boy, you're live. What the fuck do you want? You got about a minute.
This is not the Nature Boy. This is Todd.
Yes,
Morton.
It is. I know who it is. Whatever. The guy that is calling in for Nature Boy's line. I know who you are.
Black people are still screwing
up
our country, and you're allowing them to do it, Vincent LeMay. And
you're a disgrace to the art of trolling.
Hello?
Trolling. Goodness gracious. God.
Enough of the theater talk.
Man, oh, man. Hey, Crazy Rambo's on. I wonder if he actually thinks he's doing some good this time of night.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, Bill. Crazy Rambo is always on a crusade for some sort of justice in the world, and I'm sure – I'm glad he finally got shuck himself loose of the Bin Laden hunter dude. I don't know what – the hell he was smoking and got mixed up with that dude, but thank God that fell apart.
He moved out? Oh, he moved out? Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't follow him on Facebook? Oh, you get constant updates. If you follow Rambo on Facebook, you know everything. Trust me.
Yeah, Rambo's very, how should we say, looking to be the next something. I don't know.
No, Rambo's special. I like him. I get him. I think he's a sweet guy that means well, and I love his enthusiasm and his energy. Kind of like I love the Jew.
Anybody that can live in a what do you call that a what's those cars he used to call shit? Whatever. Hey,
a Chevy Nova? A Chevy
Brian.
Maverick?
Yes.
A van down by the river?
Chevy Chevette?
If you can live in one of those and travel coast to coast and take
Eat
his family.
Eat up Corolla?
I got to at least admire it. I definitely admire that.
All right, Jew, you're back. You're unmuted. What's up?
Muted. Hey, did you know that exorcisms are being done all over the world? Maybe we could send one.
To Dallas?
That'd be a good product. How about selling that on the internet? How we sell exorcisms?
Hey,
order
Bill.
Exorcism.
Bill.
Give me an ad.
Bill, have you met Lady Slugger?
No, I have not.
Is she still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
You should get to know her. Getting to know you. Isn't that an Ethel Merman song?
Hi, lady. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Getting to know all about you.
Wow.
I remember when Blog Talk Radio, not only about 8 months ago, actually used to be an actual place where we could actually have actual real conversations that actually meant something other than us having fun.
Oh, that's bullshit. And you know it.
Oh, come on. We used to have, like, all kinds of cool guests and, like, informants.
BWC and all that stuff started long, long ago. Well
about
over a year ago.
About 8 months ago. Ever since the
joint. I beg to differ.
Well, they weren't called the BWC then, I don't think.
Yeah, they were. They trolled the Humor Institute. I know. Come on.
Well, they used to troll me under a different name, but I don't remember them calling them BWC until they hijacked Bill Wagoner crew, and then Bill Wagoner.com, and then the next thing you know, I know Debbie Daly had, you know, that fruitcake, you know, had everything to she bought that thing with the Skype assholes, but other than that, I don't remember the BWC until about 6-8 months ago. I really don't. Maybe just because I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I remember your show last year this time, and all of that stuff was going on. Debbie's show, too. And then didn't somebody buy one of the Debbie Daly URLs?
I think it's called the Debbie Daly Crew or something like that.
Well, Debbie Daly was ones of what she actually she had her site, and then they were all over her, and I'd always tell them to F off, and then they decided, I guess, out of the blue to use my name and grab my photo off Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Slugger.
No, go ahead. It's your show. Speak.
No, I'm choosing not to speak. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I was just about to say that I think that somebody had sent me a message and telling me, like, acting like they were Bill Wagner, and they cursed me out, called me all types of names on my YouTube and all that. Then somebody else told me that it was fake, that it wasn't really him or whatever.
I don't know. I get on Facebook maybe once a week, and that's just this, you know, see, that's actually to deny 500,000 people that try to friend me under the name Wagoner. That's about it. So, Muhammad Wagoner, Bonzo Wagoner, whatever. You know.
Yeah, it's too bad that you've been defamed to the point where you can't even type your name into a chat on a chat room at BTR. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But we're going to take a quick little break here, come back with Wags the Jew and Moxie and Ken Moore and Lady Slugga and everybody else, even fucking that idiot Nature Boy, right after these words from Ethel Merman. Be right back.
In green pasture, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? An old man from say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him
I got my man who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more.
Oh, yeah, get your hands up, everybody. Let's go, let's go. Get them up. Yeah, yeah, clap now. Come on, one, two.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. It's Vince and the Bay back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. It's your Saturday night party sexy time. There hasn't been a whole lot of sexy going on the show tonight, so I don't know, maybe we'll get into that in the overtime perhaps, but I'm going to bring back on my panelists. We got 5 minutes to go here live on the air. If anybody else wants to join us, it's 347-826-7667. And Moxie's here with me, Ken Moore, Lady Slugga, Bill Wagoner, Nature Boy, and the One Angry Jew. Welcome back, kids.
Whoa, 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 woohoo!
Hello.
Well, maybe Moxie could describe her vagina for us.
That was another show. We did that already. You missed that episode, Jew.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it again.
Find it on archives, bro.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah.
So what's up, Bill Wagoner? You changed your name to American Badass. Is that the new thing, or is that just what you turn into on the weekends?
That's the new thing. I got to be an American Badass nowadays with all these people out there. All these sheeple running around, blah, blah, blah.
I love it. That's great.
You just heard that term right now, Lady Slugger?
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever heard that.
It's, you know, 2011 is a time to have some fun, make some money, and fucking fuck 2010.
Amen, sister. So, Lady Slugga, what's up with your show? That's coming up tomorrow, right?
No. I'm not going to have it for a couple days, probably. What's tomorrow? Sunday?
No JP riding going on anytime soon?
Nah, I told you that I have to go for surgery soon, so I've been just chilling out, kind of. I had the show tonight, but it's just the hours got screwed up for me and stuff, so... My show's been so late that the JP ladies really haven't been coming. I've been having all other people come.
Okay, Lady Slugger, that's fair enough. I appreciate you calling in, as always. Longtime friend of the show. Always good to have you here. We also have Nature Boy. Nature Boy, anything you want to plug other than... the One Angry Jew's anal cavity. Are you there, Nature Boy? Can anybody hear me? Can Nature Boy hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, great. We only have a couple minutes. Go ahead, Nature Boy. Any final thoughts, please?
I just want to say thank you, Vincent May, for another great show tonight. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, thanks. I'm hoping not, but thank you anyways. All right, Jew, final thoughts.
I'm done.
All right, appreciate it. As always, thanks for coming through tonight and filling in for me last night. Ken Moore, quick last-second look at for on traffic on the 8s. What's going on the roadways? Ken Moore, are you still with us? God damn it, did everybody pass out?
Oops, sorry about that. I was muted.
Well,
the McDonald's drive-thru at 10th and Girl School is backed way the fuck up. And this traffic update is brought to you by One Angry Jew's Jewish Proxy Service. Worried about your privacy, downloading too much butterfly and unicorn porn? Worried that your neighbors might find out? The Jew will give you a new IP address, but only one, because he's cheap like that. Please type in your actual IP address into the chat box, and you too can be a troll and a liar.
I'm a troll and a liar.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Jude. Thanks for participating on the program. I appreciate it. I know he's not even a Jew. All right. What else? Who am I missing? Moxie. Once again, real quick, the Humor Institute, tomorrow night, what's happening?
7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, but what I really wanted to say was that Nature Boy sounds like he has some serious nasal congestion, just saying. See a doctor, Nature Boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Ron Paul, what's your feelings on the debt ceiling?
I never voted for any of the spending, so why should I raise the debt for the people who've been spending the money? So for me, it's a very comfortable vote. People who vote for that spending, in the past, there's been a lot of people who vote for the spending, then they vote against the raising the debt limit. That's a bit of hypocrisy. But we are in a mess, and there's a big problem going on. And if the debt limit isn't increased, it's going to cause problems. But I see the alternative of continuing to spend and borrowing and inflating and bringing on the next crisis much, much worse than facing the reality today that we cannot continue the spending.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Sorry I asked.
Enough of the theater talk.
That's great. And Larry, what's going on the Stage Right show tomorrow?
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood.
Great. Can't wait to listen to it with my pants down and my cock in my left hand and a cocktail in my right hand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you love it, Larry. I love all of you in the chat room, especially American Badass Angel. Bob USMC, Cleo Louise, Donnie C, Donnie B All-Star Radio, Iconoclast CX, Ken Moore, Melinda, Moxie, PD of LA. I appreciate you being here. I love you. I wish to make love to you, or at least in your general vicinity. Until next time, join me tomorrow night. I'll be broadcasting from La La Land. It'll be another Vincent LA broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time right here on Disorderly Conduct. That's right, with me, Vincent the Bay, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, for the time being, that's where I'm at. That's what the deal is, kids. Thanks for tuning in. 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check you out tomorrow night. Until then, keep the faith.
Ways twisted like knots on the fingers, jewels cleaving skin between breath.
And you are listening to Los Angeles. listening. You are 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 listening.
Thank you very much.